Capital 3GM celebrating 75 years in KC and giving you a chance to win $1,000 in free fall cash. We're getting ready for Stand Up for Health that's happening at the Arts Tech Building this Saturday night. And on with us right now, my man Calvin getting ready for the big night. What's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm good. Like I said again, just getting ready for this event, this special occasion to try to give back to the community and enjoy life. That's it.
No doubt, man.
No doubt.
So you say about life. Tell us about the premise for doing Stand Up for Health. Tell us about why you came up with this event and what the purpose of it is.
The reason why we did this, this was approached to me by my partner, James Jennings. And come to find out, you know, we've been trying to get back in touch with each other, but we didn't know that we were both sick at the same time. I was in the hospital for heart failure. He was in the hospital for his kidneys and liver. And one day we just came about, we finally got in touch with each other. And like I said, we have a long history relationship together. We used to work together and teach together at the University Academy. And he was like, hey, I've been sick and this is what's been going on. And I've been telling him about my ordeal with my heart. And he said, you know what? We've been working with some very good people. And he said, I think we should be able to give back. And of course, we, you know, debated on how. And he said, the biggest way we can give back is share the information about, you know, having us as a people, no matter the color, to go out and get checked, you know, check on our health, check to see if our well-being is good, because it's important, man. I mean, you know, so many people out there are sick and walking around. They don't even know it. It could be some clear signs. It could be not so clear signs. So we're just trying to share the information.
I'm with that all day, Calvin. And I got James Jennings, who just hopped on with us to tell us more about the event. And James, we're just getting some background, Calvin, of what's going on that end. Tell us about the stand-up party, getting the comedians to come through for the party. Tell us about that that's coming up Saturday.
Okay, so a close friend of mine, he's a really funny comedian back in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I'm from. And he's been doing it for over 30 years. One day he said... He was just calling me, checking on me about, you know, what I'm going through. And I was telling him about the awareness thing that me and Calvin was going and what Calvin had just talked to you about and how we were thinking about doing. We really wanted to do it. And he said, hey, man, he said, I've done benefit concerts, benefit comedy events for different benefits like breast cancer awareness, things of that nature. He said, I think that'd be a great idea for y'all to do it. I'm talking about Ty Mack. So he started talking to us about it, me and Calvin and him, and he just basically, and we were like, man, we ain't never promoted no comedy event, you know. So he was like, basically, you know, he started giving us some ideas and things of that nature on how to go about it. And then we had somebody else talk to us about it, too. And then basically we just decided to do it. So he said, well, we got to get some other comics, you know. So basically we reached out. And it was crazy, man. I don't know if you're familiar with this. I don't want to name drop. I don't want to get nobody in trouble. But there's a Jamaican restaurant that me and Calvin and we like to go to over in over off 103rd and right next to the comedy club, KC Comedy Club.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we were in there, me and my wife, and I came out of there and I seen these two guys sitting there. I said, let me stop over to comedy club. I'm looking for comics. And there was these two individuals sitting there just rapping, just topping it up. That'd be Keith Spencer and Jamie Smith, Jeremy Smith.
Okay.
And I just told them that I wanted to talk to the manager. And they're like, he's busy right now. He's not available. He's not even here. Well, can we help you? And I started talking to them about it. They're like, man, they're like, hey, we would love to help you out. We've done benefits before. And that's how I got those two, you know. And then another gentleman put us with another young lady, Crazy For Real, and I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she's from the Kansas City area also.
Okay.
And I never heard her, but I heard she's very, very funny. So basically that's how we started putting it together. And then of course we just had to get our minds together and just put it together, man, and do what we needed to do to get everything going. So here we are.
Here we are coming up this Saturday night here at the Arts Tech Building at 1522 Home Street. What time does the show start? How can they get tickets?
Okay, first the show starts. The doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7 until 10. Basically, Eventbrite. We put it on Eventbrite, so you can get your tickets there. And also, if some people said they were having problems, I don't know with Eventbrite, but most people have been going on there. If not, you can reach out to myself and Calvin, and we can help you out there too. You know, there's ways to get in us, get in touch with us. Calvin, I don't know if you gave him your email address, but I'll give him mine. JMJJJENN66@gmail.com. That's JMJJENN66@gmail.com. And I'll get back to you as quick as possible.
No doubt. And Calvin, you want to add to that?
Yeah, mine is just as long.
Calvin, CALVIN.
Cowie,
CALWEE. Davis at Yahoo. So Calvin Cowie Davis.
That's how you can get in touch
with me.
Well, I appreciate both of y'all helping to spread the word on health. One thing I've been telling people, especially recently with the passing of D'Angelo and some other people that we might know from, you know, just from different illnesses or whatnot, you must get checked, and it's very important. As soon as you get checked earlier, the better you can fight whatever it is that you're trying to fight. And just want to spread that word. So I'm all about that. I appreciate both of y'all doing this, and much success for the event coming up this Saturday. Make sure you go in there. And, of course, we'll have more information at KPRS.com as well if you're missing everything that's going on right now. Appreciate you, fellas. Thank you.
Peace. Talk to you later.
Peace.